Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, as usual and customary, here it is, Tuesday morning. It's 7:20. That means it's time for Chris Powell. You can read him at journalinquirer.com. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, Ray. Good, thank you.
There's some great stories this morning in addition to what we're going to talk about. But the one is, the It Girl, AOC or whatever her name is. Her mom has moved to Florida. Do you want to know why?
Okay, tell me.
Because she's paying $10,000 in property taxes in New York City, whereas she's paying about $800 in Florida.
Yeah, well, if she's paying only $10,000 in taxes in New York City, she's got a deal.
Well, that's the funny thing. All these stories now, they're going, people are getting smaller refunds. They really are. They're paying more taxes. And, even though most people are getting, a sizable refund. And the reason is because you've heard this story. Chris, you've been around here long enough. Whenever they raise taxes here in the state, what they do is they say, yeah, but you'll be able to write it off on your federal taxes. Nope, not anymore.
Yeah, I think that was a very progressive and liberal move that the Republicans and the Trump administration raised, because that deduction of state and local taxes really favors the rich.
Yeah.
And I just had a laugh at the liberals being against it. they like it, of course, because it conceals the burden of government. But why should the federal government be subsidizing the rich that way?
Nobody wants to hear that,
Well, there's some ironies out there, and that's one of them.
Hey, Joe and I were talking about this a little bit ago, and that was the whole idea. I got an email from Len Fasano, and he was talking about how apparently, as speaking of revenues, tomorrow there are going to be two hearings in the legislature, and they concern tolls. But Len said if they don't have a vote within 15 days, it's automatically deemed approved. Have you heard of that?
Only when I was listening to you a few minutes ago.
Okay.
But it would not surprise me if, there's provisions like that floating around. The legislature did things, did contracts that way for, I think, years until maybe last year or so, where they're supposed to vote on contracts. But it's just another mechanism by which they indirectly raise taxes and don't have to vote on it and don't have to take responsibility. And I'm a little surprised if some people are still attempting that subversion of democracy and accountability, but not that surprised.
No. You've been doing this long enough. Come on. And I mean, the whole thing, and the whole deal is your fingerprints aren't on it. You can say, and I love the other trick they play. Is what you do is you attach something to a bill that has to do with children, puppy dogs, whatever. And if you vote against it, no matter how heinous the bill, if you vote against it, then you hate kids and puppies.
Yeah, well, that's part of the demagoguery of the legislative process. Both sides do that kind of thing.
Yeah, even though the dogs and puppies and kids have nothing to do with the law, doesn't matter.
The last thing many legislators want is a straight vote on any particular issue.
Oh, God, no. I don't want my fingerprints on this. Come on. By the way, we had Gail LaVielle on yesterday, and she's a state rep out of, is it Wilton? Down south. Down south. But anyway, Don Pesci wrote a piece about her and just said, and I agree. I mean, I think she's pretty darn good. She's on top of the issues, I've got to say.
Yeah, she has built a reputation for being very conscientious and knowing what's going on in the details. Maybe someday the Republicans will nominate people like that for high office.
I'm getting rid of the income tax, though, buddy. Okay, then. All right, let's talk about some of the things you have most recently at journalinquirer.com. Well, one of the things, back to the legislature, they want to raise the age. Well, first of all, they want to ban vaping for kids under, for people under 21. And what else? There are all kinds of legal penalties involved. And, you know.
Well, they wanted to put a 75% tax on vaping products, and then what is it, a penny or a penny and a half tax on
soda,
every ounce on sugary soda. And they're doing this they're proposing it anyway in the name of public health. At the same time, the same people
stop.
Are proposing legalizing and taxing marijuana,
precisely,
and legalizing sports betting and expanding Keno, as if marijuana and Keno and sports betting and gambling are not going to have health implications too. I mean, this this public health shtick is
for the kids.
It's just pretense. All they want is the money.
It'll fight childhood obesity. I'm telling you, really, it will. Yeah, really. Yeah, a penny an ounce. Oh yeah, it's 12 cents more for 12-ounce bottle of soda.
Well, there are, of course, health issues
here.
Of
course,
but,
there are.
Contraband laws don't work. If you put too high excise taxes on stuff, you create a black market, as we've done with cigarettes.
Yep.
We'll probably end up creating a black market in marijuana, because once it's legalized, we'll tax it too much. People will realize, hey, I can go up in Massachusetts and buy it, or I can get it from my drug dealer in California, and I can come and undersell the state tax here in Connecticut. Contraband laws don't work, but don't tell me that anybody in state government gives a damn about public health.
The other thing is, and you mentioned California in passing, but they, of course, legalized marijuana, and so they set up these state dispensaries, and there's still a black market because the taxes are so high out of the dispensaries that it's much cheaper to buy it illegally.
Yeah, and it very likely will happen here too, but they are dreaming of hundreds of millions of dollars in marijuana taxes, and the police are not dreaming of all the stoned accidents they're going to have to report to.
Of course, it's going to be hard to prove that you are stoned, I guess, unless it's a blood test.
Yeah, well, there's really no good way of telling, but maybe people will be able to smell it in the car.
Yeah. That's great. And you'll have to wear seat belts in the back seat. Don't forget that.
Well, that's a good measure.
I don't think it's bad, because they're right, because if you do get into an accident and you're in the back seat, you can go flying forward.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I always credit Ralph Nader with saving my life. I was in a very bad accident in 65 as a passenger, but I was in a car with seat belts, and I thought it was a great idea, and I was wearing it. And Ralph Nader saved my life, and I'm sure he saved millions.
Well, there you go. Have you been to the Tort Museum, by the way?
Yes, I have. I was up there when it opened. I don't know when it was, a year or two ago. It doesn't mean everything that goes to a lawsuit is great, but
still interesting.
In principle, we do have an open system of justice, and lawyers working on contingency fees are the key to the courthouse, as the trial lawyers say, and we just have to exercise good judgment.
There you go.
In court.
There you go. Oh, and one of the more recent columns, we were just talking about spending and all that, and a point you made up on the 27th, just a couple days ago. Why can't Connecticut cut government spending? Because it's illegal. Stupid.
Yeah, the former state budget director for Governor Malloy, Ben Barnes, was always saying, even though nobody was really listening, that more than half the state budget is a matter of what they like to call fixed costs.
Right.
Costs determined by, contract and entitlements and things like that. And it was deliberately set up that way because the people running the government don't want the democracy to be interfering with the people they're paying off.
Yep.
And if you want to save Connecticut, you're going to have to unfix the fixed costs. If you don't have a contract from the state government, as the state employees do, or some welfare entitlement in Connecticut, yep, you don't count. Unless they unfix the fixed costs and repeal all the privileges, we're sunk.
Chris, as always, it's great. You can read Chris's work, journalinquirer.com. That's with an I, journalinquirer.com. Good talking to you, Chris.
Thanks, Ray.
All right, bye.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.